Join the conversation.
Hashtag listen local.
In Tune Radio.
Hi everyone, Wayne Flynn. I'm joined by Jill and Matt from A-Star Home Care. They have some wondrous, exciting news. Matt is from another company called Leap Care, and they formed a partnership with A-Star Home Care in Whitchurch. Guys, welcome.
Thank you for having us, Wayne.
Thank you, Wayne.
Absolute pleasure. Look, I mean, this just sounds so exciting. What is a healthcare partnership? Who are Leap Care? And what's happening with A-Star?
I'll start if you don't mind, Matt. So we have been introduced to Leap Care back in February. And after many, many conversations and meetings, we formed a wonderful partnership where Leap are coming in with a wealth of knowledge and experience and investments and are hopefully going to help me grow A-Star into a much bigger and better company to be able to support many, many more people across Shropshire, which is our end goal.
Oh, that is tremendous. Matt, how did you find A-Star as Leap Care director, are you?
I'm the co-founder.
Okay.
And actually, I didn't find Jill. David, who is the other co-founder, found Jill in February. I was introduced to Jill a little bit later.
Yeah.
But we're incredibly excited to be working with this unique, really, really caring and really high quality care agency. And as Jill said, the goal of both of us is to help as many people as possible, because not many care companies live up to the standard, and people deserve to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And standards, multi-award winning A-Star. The standards are very high. What is the kind of plan to move forward in terms of creating more awareness of A-Star, providing jobs presumably for local people to work within A-Star, and then A-Star facilitating, you know, areas within Shropshire? Is there a growth plan? What is the idea?
There's 100% a growth plan.
Okay. Wayne.
You know me, and I found very like-minded people, which is amazing. But the one thing I have to say I loved about Leap Care is what they stood for, which was very much, yes, we want to grow and expand, and we have to make a profit in order to keep going as a business. But profit is not the main focus of A-Star. It never has been, and that's not what Leap want to do. What we want to do is show people that, yes, care agencies can get bigger, but it doesn't mean they have to get corporate. It doesn't mean they have to lose what Adam and I put into A-Star, which was love and care and treating people with the same respect and dignity that I would want my mother or my loved ones treated with. So we have a goal. You're part of that goal, Wayne. We need you to spread the word.
Okay.
So you're going to help us grow.
Yes.
We have many exciting plans. We have a new app called Care Friends, for example, which is where our own team can be rewarded for referring like-minded people. Because I think, you know, you generally hang around with people who are similar to you and have similar personalities. Yes. Or morals. And I want those people to come and join our workforce and be a part of something that's going to be so exciting. And actually, I don't mind letting you guys be the first to know. This morning, I've had the news of we are currently up for 7 awards.
Oh, my word. You've only just had some awards.
It never stops.
7. And can I ask a little bit more about those awards? I mean, what are they for? Who are they with?
It's with the Great British Care Awards. I love going to the Great British Care Awards because you are in a room of very many big companies, actually, as well. So to think, oh, little old A-Star from Higher Heath is in this big room with all these huge companies, it's very exciting. And I can't wait to introduce Matt and David and the Leaper company to that as well, and show them the excitement and the buzz it gives you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that will excite them to continue to help this journey be about the people, not the profit.
Yeah. Matt,
I couldn't be more excited. I only found out this morning.
Wow. I mean, where are you from? You're not a local boy, are you? You're, is it the Czech Republic or?
That's correct. I'm not a local boy. I'm from Prague.
Okay.
That's where I grew up, and I've spent the last year here in the UK.
Okay. And you're enjoying your time here, presumably, and you've invested in a care environment.
Absolutely. I'm very much enjoying it, and I'm very excited about the opportunities. The sector is really big, and while it has its challenges, there is also a lot of opportunity to do good and to improve things.
Yeah.
And by helping A*STAR and hopefully other quality care agencies do the same, I think we can create something we can be proud of.
Yeah, how exciting. So the journey is wider than, you know, what where A*STAR is currently. So you've got growth plans. Are you thinking of satellite offices? Are you thinking of, you know, different bases around Shropshire? Or are you looking at wider afield in the country?
You just always want to be the first to get my news, Wayne.
Like, you know, I'm just like, you know, I wonder what's going on.
So currently you are sat in our office, which is in Higher Heath. But actually, we are looking to move into a more local environment, which is in Whitchurch itself, because one of the reasons we invested in this beautiful radio station was because we love that community feel, and we want to help our community. So we're going to go into the community and let people come and see more of us and do different events in the community. That will be the base for LEAPA as well. It will be one of the offices. But when Matt and David go into partnership with even more awesome companies, then it's probably that we will get more offices in different areas, and then, you know, we can all visit each other and share good practices.
And that's the idea. The best practices is what we're after, because Jill knows many things that others could benefit from. Hopefully there's other practices that Jill could benefit from.
Yeah.
And we want to share those.
Yeah. And working together, obviously, it's where it's at, really, isn't it? You know, and if it's for the benefit of the community and people and the most vulnerable, it can only be a great thing. Anything else that you want to kind of let us know about? Anything else happening?
There's always things happening, Wayne. You know, I told you quite a lot when you were here last time with regards to our international sponsorship. That's definitely something we would like to grow, because one thing I've definitely learned from those ladies is that we've changed their lives. They had their first pay packets at the end of August, and I'm not kidding you, I wish I could have bottled the reaction, because one of the ladies says, oh, you know, I have so much, and I, you know, even when they take the tax up, we're like, oh no, that's all been done, it gets done. Oh my, she was literally jumping up and down screaming, saying, you've changed my life, thank you so much.
So sweet.
So again, it's not just about the vulnerable in the elderly necessarily. It's we're helping people in other ways and bringing new cultures and making that, you know, what A*STAR has always stood for, equality and diversity. I learn something new every day, and I love learning from new cultures, new people.
Yeah.
So A*STAR has only ever grown and become more successful, and that's not going to change. LEAPA's only going to push that to places I could never have got it on my own. It's exciting.
Your passion. Honestly, we can bottle your passion up. So, I mean, just a retrospective overview. You brought some ladies across from Africa, was it? And then you put them through a whole kind of training regime. And they've literally come across with their lives in a suitcase, not knowing anything really what happens in the UK or how to go about things. And you've managed that whole process and settled them in.
Yeah, it was. I'm not going to say it wasn't tricky at times. It was. You know, we had to find them a house. All our local community donated, and we kitted that whole house out through donations from our local community. And we had to obviously show them our cultures and what things are different, but also embrace their culture. So put a bit of their culture into the elderly care that we do, which is, you know, showing them different foods. And it's really good. It's also about showing them in Africa, from what they tell me, they don't have equipment. They don't have the funds for that. So quite often they were doing a technique called drag lift, which is illegal in this country, but they didn't know any different. So again, it's about showing them how you can do it with equipment and why those things are so important. And obviously it gives them a really nice working environment. Some of the stories that I hear and the conditions they worked in were just awful. So if we can be someone who is a comfort to them, then and change their lives where they can send money home to their families and change their lives equally, then that's something I've always wanted to do. And I'm definitely going to go to Africa and meet some of their families.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Look, if people want to find out more about A-Star, what's your web address?
It is www.astarhomecare.co.uk.
Wonderful. And a contact point.
You know me, Wayne. I'm very open. I don't have a specific contact point. I will be contacted however people feel comfortable. We have a Facebook page, Instagram page. We have the website. You can call the office on 01948 302131.
Yes.
You can WhatsApp me through the Facebook page.
Wonderful. And this is for people, you know, that may be looking for care in the area, but also maybe they're in a care agency and they want to kind of check out what you guys are doing as a partnership. Matt, what's the best, is this something that you'd be interested in, is to hear from some people in the community that may want to work with Leap of Care?
Definitely. If there is some owners with very good care agencies that would like to grow and help more people, provide more opportunities to the staff, then they could definitely get in touch, and they could find me on LinkedIn, Matt Hartman, or they could find David, and they could look at our website, www.lipacare.co.uk, and we'll be very happy to talk. But one other thing I would like to say, and that's again about A-Star, is we want to help more people, and that requires more amazing staff to work for us. So if there is somebody who's considering to work in care or is working for an agency where they don't quite feel right, then they should definitely ring the office and send an application, because maybe this is the place they're going to love.
So there's lots of opportunity. Guys, thanks for joining me as ever. I can't wait for the next update to see what you guys are up to in your partnership. It all sounds really exciting. Jill and Matt from A-Star Home Care and Leaper Care, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Wayne.
Come on, Shropshire. Make some noise.
In Tune Radio.
InTune Radio.
Welcome to the Shropshire Sports Scene, bringing you the latest sports news on InTune Radio, your community radio station for Shropshire. I'm Gareth Thomas. So today's Sports Scene is another show packed full of football and rugby union results, featuring our local sides for games played on the weekend of the 29th September to the 1st of October. And as always, we'll start with football, and in Football League Division 1, it finished Shrewsbury Town 0, Charlton Athletic 0. And remarkably, that means that Shrewsbury Town have scored no goals throughout the month of September. Southern League Premier Division. AFC Telford United were due to play away at Kettering Town, but that match was postponed due to their opponent's involvement in the FA Cup. Midland Football League Premier Division. Lichfield City 3, Whitchurch Allport 2. Shifnal Town 2, Stourport Swifts 0. The first division of the Midland Football League now, and a top of the table clash, Allscott Heath 3, Inkley AFC 2. And that win now means Allscott are second in the league, only on goal difference, with Inkley one place better off. OJM Black Country 2, AFC Bridge North 1. And Smethwick Rangers 1, Shoreby United 5. West Midlands Regional League, Division 1. Wellington Amateurs 4, Bromley Town 1. Solihull Pleasure League Premier Division, and a game from Friday evening. Whitchurch Allport 1946 5, Shifnal Town 1964 2. Results from Saturday: Church Stretton Town 4, Rockadine Wood Juniors 3, Arkle Colt Juniors Evolution 7, Wem Town 2, Gabowin Celtic 2, Ludlow 4. Top of the table clash now. Maudie United 1, Dorley Town 1. Newport Town 1, Ellesmere Rangers 1. Shrewsbury Up and Comers 2, Drayton Town 2. And St Martin's 1, Hormond 7. Division 1 now in the Solid Pleasure League. AFC Western Rhin 1, Saha 5. Arkle Evolution Aces 5, Maudie United Development 1. Bridgnorth Spartans 2, Arkle Revolution 1. Impact United 1, Shrewsbury Up and Comer Development 0. Millbrace 1906 6, Lanham Monarch 1. Shrewsbury Juniors Development 7, Arkle Rangers 1. Rockwoodine Wood Juniors Development 1, Brankley 4. And now we're moving to women's football, and it was second qualifying round of the FA Cup. Solihull Sporting 4, Whitchurch Allport 0. AFC Telford United 0, Coventry Sphinx 5. And in the Shropshire Derby in the FA Cup, Shiftnell Town 2, Shrewsbury Town 4. Now, as we promised, we'll go look at rugby union results involving our local side, and we'll start off in the National League Division 2 West. Dudley Kings Winford 32, Newport 19. Regional 1 Midlands League, Bridgnorth 16, Burton 25. Interesting fixture here for Whitchurch in the North West Regional 2. Douglas of the Isle of Man 19, Whitchurch 0. Counties 1, Midlands West, Northern Section. Camp Hill 19, Telford Ornets 24. And finally for today's show, Shrewsbury 41, Newcastle 31. That's all from me for this week. Tune in next time for more sports news from around the county. Remember, if you have a team or sports event that you'd like to be featured on the show, then send us a message in the usual way via our social media platforms, our website, or by email.
Party in the front. Business also in the front. In Tune Radio.
Hello from Shropshire's Voluntary and Community Sector Assembly, or VCSA. The VCSA is a network of voluntary organizations working across Shropshire, and we have a weekly news bulletin updating you on all things voluntary sector related. From news and events to engagement and funding opportunities, this weekly bulletin is packed with information. Here are the highlights from this week's news. As part of their Everyone's Environment program, New Philanthropy Capital, NPC, has released reports from four key stakeholder groups on what they think charities and policymakers should prioritize when it comes to climate and nature. The four reports cover work done with people with disabilities, ethnic minority communities, older people, and young people. Reports are forthcoming in 2024 for people facing health inequalities and people on low incomes. These summaries of engagement with people affected on their priorities for action on the social impacts of the environmental crises are a valuable resource of information and for charities and funders working with specific social groups and considering how to empower them to engage in environmental decision-making and action. Briefings summarize what each group has said about how they're affected and what they believe should be the priorities for action by charities and policymakers. Read more about Everyone's Environment program and download all four reports by visiting thinknpc.org. The DWP has two important consultations out right now that might interest your voluntary or community group. The first, which is closing on the 18th of November, seeks views on a proposal to remove the statutory requirement for a full employment history when appointing volunteers in health and care settings. The consultation asks whether the full employment history requirement poses challenges to the appointment process and whether it's necessary to inform appointment decisions. They're also seeking to understand whether the remaining required pre-employment checks would be enough to ensure the suitability of volunteer applicants. They especially seek views from VCSC sector, so be sure to have your say. Go to gov.uk and search for healthcare volunteers to find the consultation documents and how to submit your views. The second consultation out now from the DWP that might interest the voluntary sector is one on proposed changes to the Work Capability Assessment, WCA. This one is closing on the 30th of October. Go to gov.uk and search for WCA consultation to find the full proposals and how to respond. has your organization ever thought about applying for the Severn Trent Community Fund? And maybe you want to learn a bit more about the fund from the horse's mouth? Then why not come along to an online Meet the Funder event with Natalie Cunningham, Community Fund Officer at Severn Trent. Natalie will talk about the fund, its priorities, and will help you learn about the funder's decision-making process. The online event is Thursday, 9th of November, from noon to 1 p.m. You can sign up free via Eventbrite. Just search for Meet the Funder, Severn Trent, on the Eventbrite site. Do you have clients or people in your organization who are interested in learning more about healthy eating? Community Resource is putting on two free healthy eating events in the county this month. The first is on the 17th of October in Severn Fields Health Village, and the second is on the 27th of October at Castle Hall in Bridge North. Both events take place from 10 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. As well as the talks on basic food groups, portion size, ultra-processed foods, gut biome, etc., there will be a 30-minute gentle exercise class. The events are free of charge, but places should be booked in advance by contacting Community Resource on 01743-360-641 or inquiries at community-resource.org.uk. Are you looking for a great place to volunteer and help out your community? Then look no further than Little Stars Baby Bank. Little Stars helps families get the essentials they need all over Shropshire. They have volunteer opportunities for sorting through donations, helping with collections and deliveries, helping at pop-up events, and at their shop. For more information, check out their website, littlestarscharity.org. Does your organization or community group need funding? It's not too early to start planning for Christmas. Check out the McCarthy Stone Foundation's Christmas Connection Grants. They're offering 30 grants of up to £1,000 each to support local groups that are organizing events and activities for people over the age of 65 during the festive period. These can include events like a trip out to a Christmas market, a subsidized or free Christmas meal together. Could also include delivery of Christmas meals or care packages, small gifts as part of befriending initiatives, costs of befriending visits or volunteer expenses, and lots more besides. Check out the McCarthy Stone Foundation website for more information and to apply. You can read all of these stories and much more by going to our website, vcsvoice.org, where you can find a copy of our latest newsletter, locate archived newsletters, or sign up to receive it every week straight into your inbox. Thanks for listening to Shropshire's VCSA on InTune Radio.
This is InTune Radio.
Get ready to uncover the secrets to slashing your energy bills this winter. Hi, I'm Alex from Citizens Advice Shropshire, and today I bring you the ultimate guide to saving money while keeping warm. As the temperatures drop, don't let your energy bills skyrocket. Picture this, a cozy warm home that doesn't break the bank. That's exactly what Citizens Advice Shropshire wants to help you achieve. Let's dive in into some actionable tips that can make a real difference in your energy bills. Tip number one, smart laundry habits. Did you know that washing your clothes at 30 degrees instead of higher temperatures could put an extra £15 a year in your pocket? It is true. Tip number two, shower power. Shortening your showers to 4 minutes can save the typical household as much as £75 a year. That's more money in your wallet and less down the drain. Tip number three, kettle care. Take care not to overfill your kettle, and you could trim around £12 a year from your electricity bill. It's a small change with big savings. Tip number four, draft proofing. Don't let the cold sneak into your home. Seal those drafts around windows and doors, and you could enjoy a cozier atmosphere while saving approximately £50 a year on energy bills. Tip number five, switching off. Remember to switch off appliances at the socket when you are not using them. This simple habit can save you an average of £60 a year. It's like finding money in your own home. Tip number six, thermostat mastery. Even the smallest adjustment can add up. Turning your thermostat down by just 1 degree could mean an extra £115 a year in your pocket. Now, we understand that not everyone can make these lifestyle changes, especially when energy prices are on the rise. But don't worry, Citizens Advice Shropshire has your back. You can discover the support you're entitled to by checking what benefits you qualify for. There are also grants from your energy supplier, which can help you manage and pay off any outstanding debts. For a deep dive into these tips and more, head over to our website at www.citizensadvice.org.uk. And remember, if you are facing energy bill debts, reach out to your energy supplier as soon as possible. They are here to help you find a solution. That's a wrap for this energy saving broadcast brought to you by Alex from Citizens Advice Shropshire. You can access our information and advice by calling us for free on 0808 278 7894 or online at www.citizensadvice.org.uk.
Join the conversation.
Hashtag listen local.
In Tune Radio.
Hi, this is Laura from Open Harmony. Open Harmony is all about bringing people together to enjoy music. We're community-led and we get together people who are vulnerable or isolated and enjoy music and want to get together and have some fun and socialise. And I'm very excited today. I'm here with Jan Ward, one of our long-standing members turned volunteers. And you may know her as Jan Daniels, the singer-songwriter. Hello, Jan.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great How's to see yourself? You. Good. So, Jan Daniels, we always knew you as Jan Ward, but you told us about this other life you have as a singer-songwriter. Tell us how that came about.
I've written songs since I was 11. I felt that was my way of coping with anything that might go wrong in your life, just put it all down in words. I self-taught with the guitar, mainly copying from off people on the TV or people who I was at school with. And once I knew three chords, I wrote my first song for my mum. Wow. And it's gone on ever since. I've just carried on writing songs and doesn't seem like I can stop. Every time I think this is going to be the last one, I wrote another one. So
brilliant.
That's where it goes.
You're a prolific songwriter, and it's so wonderful to have you in the group because you've actually taught the group some of your songs, haven't you?
Yeah, because they're easy. I'm self-taught on guitar, so sometimes I struggle with chords myself, and it's easy when people are learning to learn the basics.
Sure.
And so that's what I've done with my songs. There are basic chords that mainly anyone could actually play. And it was so great to be able to teach my song to the group and have them make it their own. That was lovely.
How special is that? It's very, very inspiring for people to hear you come along to inspire us with your music. And it just gives people something to shoot for. Mm. I think I could do this perhaps as well. So it's been amazing, and we know and love quite a few of the songs. Sound of the City is one we were rocking out to just the last session. My Very Own Superman as well, one you wrote for your beloved husband. They've become old favourites now. It's amazing.
Yeah. And that's the great thing. I've not done anything. I've not achieved anything with my songs, which is very sad because I'm at the point of life now where I'm past it, especially with my health problems. So it's a bit frustrating because everyone likes the songs, but they're not good enough for today's day. You know, everything's a bit dated, and that's what I've been getting back from Nashville. Your songs are lovely, but they're a bit dated and they're not for the market. And it's so frustrating because people my age and even younger do like my songs. It's just that it's not good enough for the media.
Well, so. What do they know? they're catchy, though. They're very catchy. And there's a simplicity about them, I suppose, in the playing, which makes them really accessible for us. But they're still really good. So your Haunted Memories song, that is... That is wonderful. It's so emotional. It's so deep. I mean, are you able to play a bit for us?
I will have a go for you. just one moment. I'll cheat and have my lyrics in front of me. I wrote this one to send off for the Eurovision Song Contest. And they asked me if I wanted to put a song in for it. And it was all done in a very quick writing competition at the studio. Like, can I just have a pen and paper? I've been writing a song in my head all the way here.
Wrote it on the way to the studio. That's class.
Yeah. I'm sitting here all alone thinking of you. How quick the years go by. Not sure what I should do. Memories, they haunt me. Memories of way back when. I'd love to sit and talk to you. I'd love to see you again. Seems like only yesterday. I remember all the things you say. Such a wise one for your age. How I miss your wisdom. Maybe I can hear your voice telling me I have no choice. Make your mind up, girl, make your mind up, girl. Time to put things right. Make your mind up, girl, make your mind up, girl. Time to make things right. Put the world to rights. So that's the first verse and chorus.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. There's something poignant about it.
It's been recorded in the studio and we've given it a bit of oomph, you know, few drums and everything. So
yes, and we can play a bit of that studio recording now.
Things right. Make your mind up, girl. Make your mind up, girl. Time to make
things right, put the world to rights.
Jan, that was amazing. Amazing. As I say, you're a complete inspiration in the group. What's next for you?
Well, I've just finished the album that I want to put out. Some of the songs I'd recorded a few years ago, but my breathing was really bad because I was waiting for a new pacemaker, because I'm pacemaker dependent. And you can tell on the songs that I've struggled with my breathing. So we've redone the songs, my favourites. We were going to do 10, but I think I've done 17. So I may make a double album. Every time I tell him I've finished, I find another song. But I'm just eager to get my songs heard and to leave something in this world to show that I've actually tried. It would be nice to sell a song and have somebody unknown do it and make it their own. But it just hasn't happened, and I'm just happy.
I think David Bowie said, "Don't play to the gallery." He never did. Play from your heart, which is what you do.
Yeah.
You never know. Someone might just pick it up. Nashville might do. They're considering one of your songs at the moment, aren't they? You never know. And hopefully through this, we're getting the voice out there that there's talented people out there, gone through so many challenges, still writing, still creating. And
my life, it's just how I've coped with everything that, you know, I'm going through at the moment. It's the only way to do it is to put it all down on paper. And if you can get a tune in your head, make it into a song. And that way, it's therapeutic. It's getting everything out and you're not holding anything in, you know, and you're just explaining to people what your life is doing at the moment. I mean, people say that my songs are the story of my life because they can tell, well, you can tell by the song what's going on, you know.
You could write several books about your life, Jan, because we've got to know you over the years. In all the sessions and the Zoom meetings we've had.
It's been exciting, Laura, but sometimes I didn't think it was exciting. I would love to do a blog on my life, I really would.
Yeah, do it, but the songs are already your testimony, aren't they?
Yeah.
As I say, they're really catchy, they're really inspirational, and they get you in a soft spot, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody goes through tough times. The loss, loves and lost, you know, and I've done it all, so.
Music touches that place deep inside us all. It's a universal language, as we say, and that's why it's so powerful. So keep writing them, Jan.
Thank you very much.
And where can we find your songs online?
I'm on SoundCloud, I'm on Spotify, I'm on YouTube, and on Facebook. I do put my songs on Facebook. So you've got various places you can find me, but on YouTube it comes up straight away for me. Now I've put Jan Daniels and one of the titles of my songs. You've got My Very Own Superman. You've got Haunted Memories. You've got, let me think, I've got so many. Sound of the City.
Yes.
Yeah. So a few of them were done in 2016, and you can tell that I was breathless, but I was determined I was going to have 30% chance of survival. So I needed to get my songs somewhere, and that's what I did. I had them recorded, and I didn't mind how bad it was, as long as somebody somewhere would say that was Jan Daniels.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to revamp them a little bit now.
Yeah, fantastic. Can't wait to hear what comes out and your new double album. Amazing. Thanks so much, Jan.
You're very welcome, Laura. Thank you.
So that's about all from Open Harmony for this month. Check us out on www.openharmony.co.uk. We have a new showcase video for you to see of what we get up to in sessions and what they're all about, and some really interesting and powerful case studies as well, of which Jan is one contributor. Thanks, Jan.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Join the conversation.
Hashtag listen local.
In Tune Radio.
Hello, this is Swan from Sightless Shropshire, your local sight loss charity, who is here to provide support and empower people living with sight loss across Shropshire, Telford and Wrekin. We are delighted to announce that we are working with Shropshire Council to deliver a digital skills training programme for visually impaired people across Shropshire. This will start with 8 one-to-one sessions, initially to be held in Shrewsbury, and a rollout to other parts of the county to follow very shortly. Bring a smartphone, tablet or iPad, and we'll assess best accessibility settings for you. Magnification, different color backgrounds, or text-to-speech and voiceover functions. We'll make sure you get the best use out of your device. Across 8 sessions, we will then go through a variety of topics, for example, email, online security, or useful apps. You're welcome to bring a friend, a family member, or a carer with you. Interested to find out more? Join our waiting list and get yourself enrolled now. Our number is 07778 956096. Our email address, admin@sightlossshropshire.org.uk. Our website is sightlossshropshire.org.uk. To support our wonderful new digital training programme across Shropshire, we're looking for volunteers who can help show our learners the ropes. So, if you have some spare time and a love for all things technology, then these volunteering opportunities could be right up your street. Get in touch to find out more about the programme and how you can get involved. Do you live in Telford or closer to Telford? Not to worry, we have a digital drop-in session every first and third Wednesday of the month at the Telford Town Centre Library in South Water from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. No need for booking. Just drop in, bring your smartphone, tablet, iPad or laptop, and a group of volunteers will help you with your device. It was a pleasure to receive so many visitors at last month's Vision Zone Open Day. If you were able to pop along, we'd love to hear your feedback. Get in touch with us on 07778 956096 or drop us an email on admin@sightlossshropshire.org.uk. This is Swan from Sightless Shropshire. I look forward to speaking to you again next time.
Join the conversation.
Hashtag listen local.
In Tune Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Claire, Community Engagement and Fundraising Manager from Shropshire Youth Charity, SYA. At SYA, we are all about youth. We provide youth clubs and services across the whole of Shropshire, Telford, and Wrekin. Find out more about what we do at www.sya.org.uk. In the last month's edition of the MAG, I invited you all to a party. I'm very pleased to say you came. The party was attended by some very special guests, including Shrewsbury's Deputy Mayor, Councillor David Vassmer, the Mayor of Telford, Councillor Arnold England, and Shropshire's High Sheriff, Mandy Thorne. Of course, all these lovely people were upstaged by our guests of honour, some of the young people who attend our youth clubs and services. We were delighted to have them livening up the place and hope they enjoyed the party as much as the adults did. We were delighted to have had a special shout out from InTune Radio during our party too, and loved having such a wide range of people involved in one way or another. The party was a fantastic success, an opportunity to say goodbye to the old building and to mark the start of exciting new times ahead for SYA. We were really pleased to have had the support of the Rapid Relief team, who provided us with a very well-received barbecue. The team arrived at 3 p.m, had a huge food station and a large marquee set up and ready to go by 4 p.m, and packed away stealthily at the end. We were so grateful to this fantastic team for doing such a great job, and we very much hope to have them back for events in the future. At SYA, we have been lucky enough to secure a £1.5 million grant from the Youth Investment Fund to replace our tired old building with an all-new, purpose-built structure, which will give local young people a place to call their own. The new building will include a large social area, new kitchen, and a creative area, and a separate training room. We are looking for sponsors for areas of the new building and would love to hear from people and businesses interested in helping out. As great as the IF funding is, it doesn't stretch to furniture and equipment, so we are looking for support to make this new building as best as it can be. We recently heard the amazing news that the Shrewsbury branch of the West Brom Building Society will be sponsoring what will become our chill out area. They have pledged to donate funds to pay to furnish the chill out area. But not only this, they will also come along to help prepare the area and want to work with us further to help young people understand more about issues around finance. All other areas of the new building, including the outside sports area and even the car park, could be a potential opportunity for you to support a great cause and help build on the future of Shropshire's young people. If this sounds like something you would be interested in doing, please get in touch. You can contact us on info@sya.org.uk or call 01743 730005. Please do get in touch if you can help. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you. I'm Claire at SYA.
Join the conversation.
Hashtag listen local.
In Tune Radio.
Hello everyone, this is Simon from Telford Crisis Support, TCS. TCS are a holistically focused, independent multi-bank charity providing food, clothing, baby, toddler, hygiene, pet and household support services to those in need of a helping hand in our local community. TCS have been incredibly busy over the last few weeks. Aside from core food support, we have now provided over 1,000 children with school uniform in 2023 and experienced a spike in referrals for our baby and toddler bank, all the time planning for events that we run later on in the year. Staff members Erin and Jaden are currently booking and visiting schools, churches and organisations to talk about Harvest Festival, TCS food support and our other services and work in the community. Harvest Festival is a really important time for us and we're extremely grateful for all the donations afforded to us and to anyone supporting our work. Please drop us a line if you want to find out more. This past month we've attended several events too, including Lawley Summerfest, Telford Balloon Fiesta and World Suicide Prevention Day. These events provide us with a platform to raise awareness, meet the public, engage with other organisations and in some instances fundraise for our charity too. If you're in need of support, all the information is available on our website at telfordcrisissupport.org.uk, where you can find details on the request and referral routes for all of our services, as well as some helpful links to other supporting organisations. We're contactable by telephone, email, messenger and WhatsApp, Monday through Friday during office hours. We recognise that contacting your food bank for help is a difficult step, but can assure you we're here to help, support and answer your questions confidentially and without judgment. Please don't struggle, go hungry or compromise on your health or hygiene. Reach out and we'll do our utmost to support. I'd like to take the opportunity this month to say a huge thank you to all of our amazing volunteers. We can only do what we do with your help, dedication and hard work. If any listeners are interested in volunteering with TCS, then please complete the short application form on our website and we'll invite you along to our next meet and greet where you can get an idea of the roles and responsibilities at TCS. Volunteering is amazingly rewarding and uplifting, knowing that your time and efforts and skills are making a difference in your local community. At TCS, we're blessed to have some lovely people helping us, but sadly, we lost one of them this week. Long-term volunteer and friend, Nola Wild. will miss her hard work, her wit, her fortitude and insights. Rest in peace, Nola. Thanks for listening today. Again, our website has all the information you need, telfordcrisissupport.org.uk. Until next month, thank you. Bye-bye.
Join the conversation.
Hashtag listen local.
In Tune Radio.
Shropshire Community News.
I'm Derin Oliver from InTune Radio. Really, really excited to be talking to Anne Johnson in the first of our regular updates. Anne is the Telford Implementation Lead for Lloyds Bank Foundation. And I'm sure you can imagine the first thing I'm going to ask you is, what is an implementation lead?
Oh, thank you, Derin. Essentially, when we see the word lead, it's about leading change in the borough. So it's somebody who has that kind of helicopter view over what's happening in an area, and then working out how to implement the changes and lead on those changes. And I guess lead on them in the first instance, hoping that people will follow, and then I can support them. So that I think the role, even though it says lead, will keep changing as this work progresses. I'm there to listen to the people and the communities, find out what they want to see change, and then work with them to implement that change.
And Telford in particular was chosen, I take it, by Lloyds Bank in order to set this up. Do you know why they chose Telford?
They chose six areas within the UK. And when you think about Lloyds Bank Foundation, it's separate from the bank. It's funded by the bank, but it's a separate entity. And traditionally, they are funders. So you might think about filling in a funding application form, sending it off. If you're fortunate to receive funding, then you'll receive the funding or not. So this is a different way that they're looking at this. So they're looking at, actually, what if we had a close look at an area, looked at what they really needed? They may not need money, or they may need the money that they've got already spent differently. And then we can see what's required and then see how that we can make that happen. So that meant, which areas of the six did they choose? Why would they choose them? We've got Telford, I believe, and my understanding, as it's kind of the work has unraveled, is Telford was chosen for a couple of, maybe two or three reasons. One is that, what is Telford? And a lot of people can't even put their fingers on what Telford actually is. Is it an authority? Is it an area? Is it a town? Interestingly, I tested it the other week and put Telford in my sat nav, and it took me to the shopping centre.
Yep.
So is it a shopping centre? So what was really interesting is what actually it is. And that might just sound like a really strange question, but I'm not sure we always stop and think about that. So Lloyds found it quite interesting that this was a new, a new area, 50 years old. What did that mean to a borough? So that was quite interesting for them. The other was that Telford has a lot of inward investment, doesn't necessarily change the lives of the people living in the borough. So we've got businesses setting up, organisations setting up. Does it necessarily change the lives, aspiration? Does it give greater opportunity to people living there? And statistics would suggest not. So there's something happening within the borough. So it's a quite an attractive area to be part of and find out promises it has and how we can help develop that.
And so your job as the lead is for you to actually look at the area and see, you know, where help could possibly be. But as well as that, I would imagine, do associations and charities and groups and stuff come to you as well? Or is it you find them, if you see what I mean?
That's a good question. Really, when you think about change and you think about how do you work out what that change might look like borough-wide, it starts with relationships. And that's why we've got this 10 years, because probably 8 years of that 10, if we were really realistic, would be discussing what we want to do, what we want to test, how would we make that happen. the last 2 years is probably making it happen. So actually, you spend a large degree of time getting to know people, having discussions. I think I've had probably about, well, at least 85 discussions with local organisations, big charities, local authorities, public sector organisations, people saying, what does change mean to you in Telford? What could Telford look like in 15 years' time? If we were to dream the possible, what would it look like? And what will we aim to reach? So that means that really it's about, for the first 2 to 3 years, we're 2 or 3 years in, it's all been about conversations. But what keeps coming out of those conversations is unlocking potential. If people in, you know, not everyone in Telford, but if most people in Telford aspired or could reach or be the person they want to be, then they make better life choices. You know, they get the foundation of who they want to be, what they want to be. You know, they're successful in their work, in reaching the retirement they always wanted. It might not be to do with work, but something they aspired to do. So that's what keeps coming out of most of those conversations. So I would say at the moment, it is more about talking to people, finding out what they want to see change. After that, once we establish the change, we can start to bring the charities into that space, businesses into that space, in order to support the community to make it happen.
Right. Right. And so, yes, is there a sort of... Well, you were saying about it's a 10-year plan, if you like. Is there and you say about sort of 8 years and then 2 years. Is that 8 years like that's when, if you like, the deadline is, that's when the decisions are made? Or is it it's not quite as sort of cut and dried as that?
It's not as cut as dry as that, because it is really an ambiguous role. You know, most jobs you go into, people will say, this is the outcome. This is what we want to achieve. Yeah. These are the results we want. But this role is almost turning it around and saying, we don't know what the results are because we haven't had the conversations. Right. Now, it might be that something comes up. If I give you an example, when some of the attainment, there's challenges around attainment in the borough. And it might be that if we can bring 9 junior school leads together into one space and they can kind of visualize the possible, then it might only take 2 years to make that happen within the period. It exactly depends what people want to see happen, whether we can make that happen. Where we are in 10 years and whether that would be a cutoff isn't even definite then. I mean, the dream would be that we instigate the change, start it off, and then when the 10 years finishes, we can pull away knowing that the community now hold that change and they will continue with it.
Gosh, it certainly sounds a sort of a huge job to be kind of pulling in all directions. As you said, lots of opinions. I mean, and you must, as you say, you speak to lots of different people. I mean, 85 different groups and so forth in the area. Wow.
It is wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult to kind of get your head. And well, as you said, when you first were offered the job, it was like, "What is this?"
Did you have
to kind of make it your? Well, so you get your head around it yourself. You get your own idea of what exactly they were asking you to do.
Yes, I'd worked in the community. I've worked in the community for years, running community centres, and very clear about the kind of role. This is completely different because this is about almost shaking up a system, shaking up society. I mean, in the end, Lloyds would want, you know, whatever starts in Telford to be replicated in other parts of the UK for the government to understand what change we're seeking to do. So for me, in this role, I was almost, for the first year, going back for reassurance to Lloyds. Am I doing what you want? I'm still not clear. You know, I've had conversations, but nothing seems to be happening. And there's more conversations. And I felt like we were sitting in the exploration stage forever. You know, we might be talking about, oh, we could explore this or we could explore that. And I'm kind of feeling we're starting to get over the hill with that, that we're starting to see some possible change. But I would say I'm still working my way through this role. It's what I do have to remind myself in this role is sometimes I wake up in the morning feeling the weight of it, thinking, actually, am I responsible for this societal change? Because we know that society is not how people want it at the moment. You know, austerity caused lots of pain and people, you know, looking towards services to provide. It kind of felt like, this could be huge change, and is it down to me to lead this change? And how do I sit with that? How comfortable do I sit with that? Mm. And I woke up and I invariably wake up and think, I'm not sure I can carry that weight. But what I then realize is I don't have to. Mm. If it's what the community really want, if they come up with the changes they really want to see, they will own it with me. Mm-hmm. And if I try and own it, I'm in a way I'm leading it, and I shouldn't really be leading the change. I'm there to help them implement it.
Yes,
but I'm not there to decide what the change is. People feel uncomfortable with change. They do.
I was going to say, do you find that, you know, people really have to, using the awful term blue sky thinking, but that sort of, you know, come on, think about whatever you want. You know, it's sort of difficult to change, but it's also difficult to even think what change would be and what do you actually want. We're so sort of used to what we've got that what do we want different?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I think sometimes you can use different methods and different ways of helping people. I'm working with a group of 18 to 25 year olds. And when we first sat down with them and said, okay, as somebody who's 18 in the borough, what would you like to see change? And you're absolutely right. You just get that silence. I don't really know, Anne. Could probably better transport or something like that. And then what you have to do is keep that conversation going, because then what you say is that enough? In 15 years' time, is that where your ambition lies? Mm. Is there something that's happened to you within your life that you really want to see change? Because I'm sure all of us in our homes put the world to right every week. You know, you have those conversations, and right at the end you say, well, we put the world to right. But if somebody was then to say to you, well, what is putting the world to right? So we probably wouldn't be able to capture it.
No, but so, I mean, I may be completely wrong now, but is it kind of your job then to speak to some people who might say that they want the transport to be better, and then for you to go and speak to somebody else who is to do with that, get their view of it? Because you say it's all very well to say, oh, well, we could do this, 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 and this, but it can't happen because of, you know, that. Do you ever go into like, right, okay, this is what people want. What's the problems? Why is it not happening?
Yeah, that is a really good question. When you think of change and you think of power and power of decision, this is where I've come up against some interesting conversations around change. Because some organisations, public sector organisations, probably kind of feel that they hold that change. They hold that power of change. And the issue is, if you go out into the community and start talking to people and they'll say, well, and give the transport for an example, mm-hmm. we would like to see better transport. Well, we don't, the kind of responses to that, well, we don't know if we can do that or we don't know if you can give that. So maybe you shouldn't give false expectations. Mm. But what I say is, why not have that conversation? And if people say, well, actually, the transport isn't good enough, then we start to say why. What is it we can all do together to make that change happen? Because if we just go to the transport policy holder, Minister for Transport, and say we just need the transport to be better, well, we're either going to get a yes or a no. Mm. But if we say, actually, there's a group of us and we want to work together to make this transport better, and we brought all the parties into the space who can make that happen. Then it's a possible. Mm. What we tend to do is say, we're not going to ask people if they want X, Y, and Z because we don't know if we can give it them. Instead of saying, well, if you really want X and that's really important to you, how can we all work together to achieve that? Mm. So I think that is my role, to bring people into that space to say, this is what I'm finding. How can we resolve this? How can we make this different? And who would now need to be in this space to make
that happen?
Right,
I see what you mean. Yes, it's kind of bringing, as you say, bringing people together who can actually come up with solutions or ideas or new ideas that haven't been thought before. And rather than throwing them out and going, oh, no, we don't do it that way. It's, well, this, what about doing it this way? perhaps it'll work. Let's go and forward with it. I see what you mean.
There's a strategy I use sometimes called the Disney creative strategy, and you start with people being as creative as they want about change. And what you say is, the rule is, there can't be any no-sayers. So nobody can go, in that stage, you can't go, oh yeah, but we'll never get funding for that. Oh no, we can never make that happen. And what they do is they shut down creativity immediately. So what we do is we go into the creative stage, we form the idea, and then we work out who needs to be in that space. Once we've got the idea formed, then we bring the no-sayers in, who say, oh, it's a great idea and that's really fabulous change, but it won't work because of X, Y, and Z. And then what we do again then is say, we hear you, but actually in our creative brain, we can now solve those problems. But what happens usually is you don't get any further because the no-sayers are there immediately.
This has been our first chat with Anne on, as I say, we've now learnt exactly what the implementation lead of Telford does. And so we will be chatting again and we will hear how things are going, really. Tell us more about actual examples and how it's all moving along. That'd be lovely. Thank you so much for chatting today, Anne. It's been really, really interesting. And enjoy the rest of your day.
Join the conversation.
#ListenLocal.
InTune Radio.